You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk our beloved four-legged heroes. Yes, it's Guide Dog Blogs time, and I'm joined by Paul Hotchkiss to talk guide dogs today. Paul, thank you for joining us.
It's lovely to be here. Thank you for asking me.
So we'll talk about your guide dog, Rocco, in a little bit. Great name, by the way. We will first of all find out, you know, how did you manage to and get to apply for your first guide dog, and how did that come about?
Rocco is a great name. What happened was I applied for a guide dog, and luckily I managed to get one within 6 months of the application. I have characteristics that seem to match up with the dog that I've got. For example, I do like to walk quite fast, and I think I was down as a fast walker as far as their characteristics were concerned. And Rocco, my dog, is very fast, so we match each other perfectly.
Coming from someone who has got a dog who I nickname many things, including the yellow Ferrari, I can certainly agree walking fast with a dog is brilliant, even if it baffles some people greatly. Let's talk about the first time you met Rocco. You know, they have the matching visit and they bring Rocco to you, or you go to them. How was yours?
We didn't realize it, but he was sat in the van outside while the instructor came in and talked to us about Rocco. We just assumed it was one of those many phone call type visits that you get where they find out all your details. When he did come in, he was a bit like a mad thing, tail wagging like crazy all over the place, very, very excited, and seemed quite difficult to calm him down. But when we did, yeah, he's a boisterous young male dog who loves everybody, which can be a little bit distracting at times.
So let's talk about Rocco then. How would you, well, you've kind of given me a bit of a hint of Rocco's personality, but how would you describe Rocco as a kind of personality?
He's definitely two personalities. He's very much a naughty dog. If he can pinch your slippers, if he can take the TV remote control, if he gets a chance to dig a hole in the back garden, he will do all of those things. That's him being a dog. The other personality is the serious working one. And I don't know whether it's the same for other guide dog owners. I suspect it's true. You put the harness on and he changes and he realizes that, hey, I'm working now. I'm serious and I will do things the right way. And that's what he's like. There are still times when he's in full harness, when he forgets and he acts like a puppy. But most of the time, 99% of the time on harness, he's a dream. And 99% of the time when he's at home, and he's sat on my feet at the moment, which is good. But most of the time when he's at home, he's just he's a pet dog. He's a big, bouncy puppy.
My dog's exactly the same. The harness goes on. He works until he spots another dog or some food.
Yeah.
And other than that, you know, he's at home. He's just a pet running around trying to lick everything to make sure there's no food smells left on anything.
Rocco has a liking for young ladies as well. And if they seem to be wearing a blue uniform, like the guide dog's uniform, I think he must have been in love with all the ladies that looked after him when he was a pup. But we were in the dentist the other day, and the girls in there all seemed to be wearing a similar uniform. He thought he was back in guide dogs. He loved it. Go and chat to all the girls.
When it comes to Rocco's particular standout skills and it comes to his work, what particular abilities does he excel at?
I've had him now for, how long is it? It'll be 2 years in September, so what's that, 21 months. And I'm just really scratching the surface of what he can do. One of the greatest things that I've discovered is crossing roads. I have tried it to get him to cross a road when there's a car coming, and he turns around and looks at me and says, "You're an idiot. We can't cross now. There's a car coming." That's just the standout amazing characteristic amongst many.
Has Rocco got other funny habits, any quirky traits?
One or two. Obviously, I don't drive, which is frustrating. So we catch a lot of buses. And when I put my bus pass on the pad that you're expected to put it on to get onto the bus. Rocco likes to put his pad onto the counter where the bus driver sits. Now, I haven't had any bad problems with that. Obviously, he's not supposed to jump up, but somehow or other, he always does. And it doesn't really annoy people. But most bus drivers think he's gorgeous because he is. And one particular bus driver said, "Oh, what a lovely dog he is. What a lovely coat. He's all shiny and nice." And I said, "Yeah, it's down to what he eats." "Oh," said the driver, "what does he eat?" I said, "Bus drivers," which I thought was quite good. And off we went.
Maybe he's jumping up on the counter for the bus pass to show you where it is so he can get a treat for it.
Possibly. It doesn't do it every time, but quite a lot of time.
Something like that.
We're quite active, my wife and I, and she will drive us off to a hotel. We like staying in different hotels. We like holidays, going away. And Rocco, when he's shown where the room is that we're staying in, he can remember and he knows how to get to it. So off we trot to go to the restaurant or something. And when we finished all that, it was like, "Right, Rocco, find us room 70. And off he goes. And that always amuses people that I ask the dog what the room number is. And off he trots and takes us back to it. He's got a memory for that sort of thing. It's really good.
Yeah, even though he doesn't actually look for the room number, they still find the room. So when you say the room, people think, "Oh, the dog can read room numbers." No, they just actually remember
exactly,
where it is.
Exactly why I do it. Just so it makes it seem that they do. But he knows his right from his left. But that's pretty basic. But to know your room number is pretty impressive, isn't it?
I mean, I did once get asked by a taxi driver whether the dog tells me if I'm on the right train or not. I'm like, "Yes, he barks the final destination."
Yeah, good one.
Well, Rocco sounds like a lovely personality, and it's always great to hear about how life-changing these dogs are.
We go to quite a lot of meetings for various things. The charity that I go to is called My Sight in York, and they often have little forums and get-togethers to discuss various things. And I went to one, I think it was about technology, iPhones, and how to look at iPhones. And Rocco, when he sees another guide dog, he gets very excited. So we entered this room a little bit late, and there were three other guide dogs in there. And the tables were all set out with microphones on. I think there was a Zoom screen. There was all sorts of technology all over the place. And Rocco saw his buddies and just went bonkers. And we had tables in the air, chairs in the air. We completely disrupted the room. I'm absolutely horrified at all this, but we eventually got it sorted out and it all went a little bit quiet, and I managed to settle him down. And I thought one good way of doing this is to give him the Kong that I was carrying. Unfortunately, at the very time that he was being nice and quiet, it was quite a quiet meeting. And all you could hear was the chomp, chomp, chomp of Rocco chomping away on his Kong.
Oh, very good, Paul. You've got full of good stories there. But thank you very much for coming on and telling us about Rocco the guide dog on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.